present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Say, guys and bros, does you ever suffer from insomnia? Sometimes I does. Round about once a year, I has a spell of this insomnia racket. You goes to bed, and the moment your head hits the sack, you knows it's gonna be one of them nights. No matter what you does, you knows you ain't gonna get no sleep till 4 or 5 in the morning, maybe. So you tries reading, you tries a cigarette or two, you has yourself a bath, but nothing helps, guys and broads. You just cannot get to sleep. Somehow or other, you just can't make yourself comfortable in bed. Several hours later, you doze it off, and when the alarm wakes you, you know it's a funny thing. Any position is comfortable. Yeah, you could sleep standing on your head. And if you didn't have to get up to go to work, you'd be okay. Ah, insomnia is what the McGill's all about tonight. You see, it all starts about 11 o'clock one night when yours truly is trying to get off to sleep.
Ah, it's going to be one of them nights, Chuck Edwards.
What nights, Chuck Edwards? Arabian nights, maybe?
No, Red, it's going to be one of them nights when I can't get to sleep.
You should try yogurt.
No, I ain't hungry.
No, Chuck, you don't understand. Yogurt is the art of mind over body. It's practiced by all the Oriental misfits.
Mystics, not misfits.
Misfits, mystics, what's the difference? You should try yogurt.
You mean yoga.
That's what I said, yogurt.
Oh, boy. Okay, genius, tell me how this yogurt, yoga, whatever you call it, works.
Very simple, Chuck. It's just the art of mind over matter. You get your mind to order your body to go to sleep.
What? You says to your body, body go to sleep, just like that?
No, it ain't quite as simple as that, Chuck. You does it in stages, see?
Okay, show me. I'm that desperate. Boy, I'll try anything.
Okay. Now, first of all, you lies down in bed on your back with your arms resting by your sides. You with me so far?
Okay, I'm doing just that.
Now, you start with the mind over body bit.
Okay. Start.
Feet go to sleep. Legs go to sleep. Tummy go to sleep. Go on, tummy, go to sleep now. That's right. Chest go to sleep. Neck go to sleep. Head go to sleep. Mind go to sleep.
Oh, boy. So it worked with him. Maybe it'll work with me.
Ah, now then. Legs go to sleep. Stomach go to sleep. Chest go to sleep. Neck go to sleep. Head, go to sleep. Mind, go to sleep. Hey, mind, go to sleep. Hey, mind, would you mind going to sleep? Okay, everybody up. That's no good, Red. Look, my mind will not go to sleep. Red, wake up, Red.
Why? Is it morning already? See, Chuck, what do you want to wake me up for? It's still pitch dark.
Of course it is, knucklehead. It's 11 o'clock at night.
Gee, that's wonderful. I got another 8 hours sleep. Night, Chuck.
Look, Red, do not go to sleep. I want to talk to you about that yoga system of yours.
What yoga system?
The one where you says legs go to sleep, stomach go to sleep. You know it's the one you was just showing me.
Yeah, but you got it wrong, Chuck.
Did I?
Yeah, you forgot the feet.
Huh?
If you forget the feet, the rest of you will go to sleep and your feet will stay awake.
Uh-huh.
And that's not fair on your feet. You wake up in the morning, your feet will be tired because they ain't had no sleep.
Okay, so I forgot the feet. But what else did I do wrong? I didn't go to sleep, but you did.
You, in all probability, you forgot another vital part of your anatomy. Play close at the station, and I'll go through it again. You ready?
You got 3 words in that last sentence wrong, but okay, I'm ready.
Okay, now listen carefully. Play close at the station. Feet go to sleep. Don't forget the feet, you see. Go on, feet go to sleep. That's it. Have a good rest. Legs go to sleep. Tummy go to sleep. Chest go to sleep. Neck go to sleep. Head go to sleep. Body go to sleep.
It worked for him. It's gonna work for me. Feet, don't forget the feet. Feet, go to sleep. Legs, go to sleep. Stomach, go to sleep. Chest, go to sleep. Neck, go to sleep. Head, go to sleep. Now, wait for it. Here we go. Mind, go to sleep. Mind, will you go to sleep? Switch off, mind, and go to sleep. If you does not go to sleep, mind, I will hit you over the head with something fairly solid. Mind, go to sleep. Ah, no, it ain't no good. When I gets one of these insomnia spells, it could go on for a month. Hey, I got an idea. I'll go on the night shift. That way, I'll sleep during the day. Now, what's the time? 15 after 11. Okay, I'll give Meutler a ring. Tell her I'm switching to night work. Now, where are my slippers? Ow! Oh, where'd I put my slippers? Oh, yeah, they are. Oh, boy, this insomnia gets me down. It will take an earthquake to wake Vesuvius over there. How about that? Hi, Myrtle, honey. I didn't wake you, did I?
No, I was reading. I can't get asleep. See, I have to take a sleeping pill.
You too, huh? I can't sleep neither. But I don't go for those sleeping pills. You can get hooked on them.
Oh, no, these are very mild, Chuck. You should try them.
No, thanks, honey, not for me.
What you gonna do then?
Well, I thought I'd go on to night work.
Oh, no, Chuck, I don't like you driving around at night.
But look, honey, you could switch to the night shift, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose so. Have you tried having a bath?
Yeah, don't be personal.
No, I mean to make you sleep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I tried that. I tried reading. I tried counting sheep. I even tried Red's new method.
Oh, what's that?
It's a sort of yoga, you know, mind over body.
Oh, how's it like, Chuck?
Well, it don't. Mind you, it does for Red, but not for me.
Yeah, but well, what you supposed to do?
Well, you see, you lies down in bed with your arms by your side, and you says, feet, go to sleep. Don't forget the feet.
No, I won't.
Then you says, let's go to sleep, followed by stomach, chest, neck, head, and finally the mind. That's the only trouble. My mind will not go to sleep.
Yeah, I think I got that. Just listen, see if I got it all.
Okay, I'll stop you if it goes wrong.
Yeah, okay. Feet go to sleep, legs go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Tummy go to sleep.
Yep.
Chest go to sleep. Neck go to sleep. Head go to sleep. Mind go to sleep.
You got it okay, honey. You made no mistake. You left nothing out. I said you got it right, honey. I said, Myrtle, honey, you got it right. Oh, no. Wake up, Myrtle. You can't leave me now. Myrtle, I want to speak to you. Myrtle! Oh, boy, Kowalski. Here's another fine mess you got me into. Calling control, calling control. Come in, Mona.
Mona speaking. That's you, Chuck?
Yeah. Listen, I'm doing the night shift for the next month or so. So if you has any fares for me, pass them on, would you?
What you doing a night shift for? Have another row with Myrtle?
No, Myrtle and me is fine, but I'm suffering from insomnia.
You mean you're broke?
No, that's insolvent.
That's when it's your duty.
That's incumbent.
That's a raise.
That's an increment.
That's hard to believe.
I know it's incredible, but it's the truth. Hey, you know what? You get on just fine with Red.
No chance of that. He's on days and I'm on nights.
That's what I want to talk to you about. Does you think you could do a switch with Myrtle?
What, she go out with my boyfriend and you go out with me?
No, I'm quite okay as I am, thank you. No, I wondered if you'd like to do days for a change and let Myrtle do nights. That way I could talk to Myrtle during the night and we could go out together during the day.
Won't that make you rather tired?
How do you mean?
Well, if you talk to Myrtle during the night and we go out together during the day, when's you going to sleep?
No, you and me ain't going out together during the day. It's Myrtle and me is going out together during the day after we slept.
Oh, I getcha. Right, I'll ask my boyfriend if he would like to switch the waking days for a change. So I can switch the days and Myrtle can switch to nights, because you switch to nights, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, I think so. You ask your boyfriend to switch, so you can switch, so Myrtle can switch, because I switched. Yeah, that's right. Switch only goes to show, we know. Switch is switch and swat is swat. You get it, Mona? Switch is switch and swat is swat.
Yeah, I get it. Say, what's that stupid old jerk Kowalski gonna do in the evenings without you?
Now, hold it, Mona. Don't you be rude about my buddy. Kowalski ain't old. In fact, he's quite young. I suppose Red'll probably go on night work, too.
I hope so.
Why'd you say that?
One of the main reasons I do the night shift is to get away from Red. I don't like to have to give him the same message 10 times a day.
What's that, Mona?
Get lost.
Do you mind?
No. I wasn't talking to you, Chuck.
Ah.
That's the message I have for Red. Get lost.
Oh, okay. Now, listen, Mona, if you could switch the day work, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, I'll ask my boyfriend, Steve, tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mona. Bye.
Okay, bye, Chuck.
Wake up. It's 7 o'clock already.
7 o'clock? Gee, I must have slept through the alarm.
You sure did. I put your breakfast in the oven.
That's real nice of you, Chuck. See, what time did you get up to do all that?
I ain't been to bed all night. I couldn't sleep, so I switched to the night shift. I phoned Myrtle. She's switching, too.
Why have you switched, Chuck?
If you can remember, Red, last night I was suffering from insomnia. I could not go to sleep. So when this happens, I knows it lasts for a month, so I switched.
You should try yoga, Chuck.
I did. Feet go to sleep, legs go to sleep, all that jazz. Didn't work.
You tried it? It didn't work?
Nah, I did for you and Myrtle, though.
Oh, it worked for Myrtle, huh?
Yeah, she fell asleep talking to me on the phone.
Gee, you must have been boring, Chuck. Huh? I mean, to make her fall asleep while you was talking to her on the phone.
I was not boring. She tried your yoga at the yoga lot while I was talking to her. She went off, wow, just like that.
You mean she exploded? Wow. You know, man will never fully comprehend the mysteries of the East. Exploded, huh? Gee.
Of course she did not explode, lame brain. When I said she went off, I didn't mean she went off bang. I mean she went off to sleep.
That's what I'm going to do right now.
What is you going to do right now?
I'm going to have my breakfast, Chuck. I'm going straight back to bed.
What for? You slept 8 hours already.
I know, but as I'm going on night shift with you, I want to be properly rested up.
Oh,
that
boy.
Is why I'm going right back to bed after breakfast. This is ridiculous. I slept all day. I slept all night. Now I can't keep awake. Maybe I have sleeping sickness. Ugh. You know, the more you sleep, the more you want. That's true of other things, too. Like chocolate. The more you eat, the more you want. Oh, this won't do, Kowalski. You got a job to do. You has destinations to take to their fairs. No, that ain't right. You has fairs to take to their destinations. That's better. I wonder who wants to take a cab in New York at 1 o'clock in the morning. Few party goers, baby. Oh, come on, Kowalski. You got to stay awake. I know. I'll try that yogurt again, only backwards. Yeah, I'll try that yogurt backwards. Let Kowalski's method of staying awake. True guy. That's it, true guy. It's yogurt backwards. Feet stay awake, legs stay awake, tummy stay awake, chest stay awake, neck stay awake, head stay awake, mind
calling
stay awake.
Calling Cap 21,
come in, Red. Gee, Myrtle, Red speaking. Oh, boy, am I glad to be speaking to you. I can't stay awake, Myrtle. I think I got sleeping sickness. I think one of them testy flies must have flown over all the way from Africa and bit me. This one must have been real testy because he's bitten me real good. I just want to sleep all the time, and I slept all day and all last night, too.
Well, I tried that yoga system of yours, Red, last night, and it sure does work.
Yeah, but true guy don't.
True guy? What's that?
True guy, Myrtle, is Red Kowalski's method of staying awake. All it is yogurt backwards. Y-O-G-U-R-T, spelled backwards, is true guy. But it don't work.
Yeah, well, stay awake while I give you the fare.
Yeah, sure, Myrtle, where's the fare?
Some partygoers at the River Club are too drunk to drive home, so they're leaving the cars there and they want you to drop them. Did you get that, Red? Some partygoers at the River Club want to be driven home. Oh, boy, he's falling asleep. Okay, I'll get another cab to do it. Chuck, maybe. Night, Red. Sleep tight.
Now, you may think that I shouts at Red all the time. Well, I probably does. But you know, guys and broads, he really enjoys it. Yeah, he prefers someone shouting at him to no one talking to him at all. One evening, however, Red is not too lonely because he is having a drink with Mona. You know, the broad Myrtle did the switch with. And Mona's boyfriend. And the confrontation somehow gets round to a combination.
There's your beer, Mona. There's the 6 cold beers for you. I'm afraid I didn't catch your name.
Theolonius Bartholomew Hardenbergstein. But call me Steve.
Yeah, makes it kind of simpler. Say, do you always drink 6 beers to everybody else's 1?
Usually. Sometimes it's 8.
Oh.
Steve's a Steve boy, you see. That's why he's called Steve. And Steve Bowen's feisty like.
Expensive, too.
You complaining or something?
No, I never complain about people who's bigger than me. And you is bigger than me. A lot bigger than me. Say, what did you weigh? 300 pounds?
386. 389 when I finished these beers.
It's kind of heavy, huh?
Steve's the heaviest man at the docks. Strongest, too, ain't you?
Yeah, I suppose I is. Hard to tell, though. I ain't had a fight in 2 years.
Yeah, no one's too keen to fight him.
Yeah, I ain't had a good fight in 2 years. Still, Stephen Doran keeps one in trim.
Yeah, I guess it does. Say, would you care for 6 more beers?
No, it's my turn next, sir. Same again for you, Mona.
Thanks, Stevie.
Same for you, Red.
Oh, I think I'll change. Instead of 1 beer, I'll have 3 beers.
Okay. 10 beers it is.
How'd you like working days, Mona?
Oh, takes a bit of getting used to, but I likes it fine. Stevie's finding it tough, though. He can't sleep at night. His room's over some coffee bar, and those hippies keeps him up. He's looking for somewhere else.
Looking for somewhere else?
Yeah, he's not too choosy, as long as it's not too expensive. Mm. His food and beer cost him so much, you see.
Yeah, sure. If his eating habits is like his drinking habits, it must do.
Do you know of anywhere?
Anywhere what?
Anywhere Steve could stay while he's working days.
No, I don't know anywhere. He's tried the situations vacant in the newspapers.
Well, he has, but the papers seem to have got it wrong. They don't seem to advertise rooms on the situations vacant, just jobs.
That's stupid. My room's got a nice situation. Hey, hold on a minute. Steve goes to the docks real early, huh?
Yeah, he's there by 6 o'clock.
And he don't get home till pretty late, huh?
Well, he gets home about 8 or 9 most evenings. Why'd you ask?
Well, it just so happens we has a spare bed in our apartment.
Does you?
Yeah, we does, yeah.
But what's the time he gets up and the time he gets back got to do with it?
Well, maybe Chuck wouldn't like anyone else sharing our apartment, but with him working nights and Steve working days, he needn't know. I mean, Chuck's pretty choosy who he shares with. Take me, for example.
Yeah, I guess he is. Ah, here comes Steve with the drinks. Hey, Steve, huh? Red's got a spare bed in his apartment.
That's great. Say, what do you charge a month?
$50. But you provide your own food and beer.
Well, that seems reasonable. Right, I'll take you up on that.
I only hope Chuck's bed can take Steve's weight. All 389 pounds of it. Well, Chuck, it's after 7 o'clock. The sun's gone down. It's about time you went to work.
I don't know. I don't feel like work this evening. I think I'd watch television a couple hours, make myself some sandwiches, go on duty about half after 9, maybe.
You'll be missing the theater trade.
Yeah, but I'll be in time for the theaters coming out.
Steve gets here about 8 o'clock. I must get rid of him. I know I'll drive him mad, then he'll be only too glad to go to work. But you don't want to miss the theater trade, Chuck.
Huh?
There's a lot of bum plays on Broadway now. Now, your customers going to the theater don't know they're bum plays, so they tip well when you take them to the theater. But if you collect them after the theater, they know it's a bum play because they've just seen it. And they know it's bum, so they don't tip you. Them not being in a good mood, see?
You know, you has a point there, Red.
Gee, I think it's working.
Still, I think I'll watch television for a bit.
Keep going, Kowalski. You know, Chuck, if you go now, you might give a ride to one of them British stars over here doing plays. You know, you may give a ride to Sir Lawrence Oliver. You could get his autograph for my collection. Who knows? You may give a ride to Sir John Gielgud or to Dame Flora Robinson, maybe.
Look, I don't want to give no ride to no British star. I just want to watch the television.
Gee, Steve will be here any minute. I'll get it.
Okay.
Hello, Michael.
Look, do you know where Chuck is? I can't raise him in his cab.
No, he's right here. I just about watch TV. Hold on, I'll get him for you. Chuck is for you, it's Myrtle.
Okay. Hi, Myrtle. Honey, Chuck.
Well, fine, Fiancé. You turned out to be Chuck Edwards. Here
huh?
I am, slaving my fingers at the bone at the switchboard.
Oh,
while you is calmly sitting back watching television.
No, I was only watching for a couple of minutes, then I was going off to work.
Well, does you want this fare, or doesn't you?
Oh, sure I does, honey. Anything to keep the peace.
What was that?
He said anything to keep the peace.
Oh, did he? Well, your fair Chuck Edwards is at the Fairmont Hotel and wants to go to the Winter Garden Theater. The name's Sir Lawrence Oliver. Bye.
Oh, thanks, Myrtle, honey. Bye. How about that? Sir Lawrence Oliver, huh? Okay, I'll take him to the theater.
Yeah, I think you better. Here's your coat and here's my autograph book. Bye, Chuck.
Okay, Red. See you tomorrow morning.
And don't make it too early. Okay, Kowalski, you got half an hour to put all Chuck's things away and all Steve's things out. Okay, wakey-wakey, rise and shine, Stevie. The sun's almost coming up. It's 5 o'clock. You got to be at work by 6. I cooked your breakfast, Steve. Your favorite cereal, 6 eggs, 5 sausages, 4 pieces of fried bread, 3 tomatoes, 2 kidneys, and a kipper.
Gee, thanks. Now, where are my slippers? Here they are. Say, these ain't my slippers. They're 5 sizes too small.
Oh, I forgot to change the slippers. Remembered everything else, but forgot to switch the slippers. Sorry, Steve. Them are Chuck's. They're mine. Yeah, they're mine. I'll get yours now.
No, don't bother. I'll eat my breakfast barefoot. You know something, Red? I like staying here.
Okay, you'll take 5 minutes to eat his breakfast, 10 minutes to bath and shave, and 5 minutes to dress. Kowalski, you'll have half an hour to put all Steve's things away and all Chuck's things out.
So Red plays this Box and Cox McGinnis for a whole week, guys and broads. I has no idea that Thelonious Bartholomew Hattenbachstein, alias Steve, is using my room while I is working at nights. And Steve has no idea that he is sleeping in my room because he thinks it is his. I think, you know, Red would have got away with it if he hadn't overlooked one little point. Thelonious Steve didn't work on a Sunday. No, you see, Steve liked to lie in on a Sunday till 10 or 11 in the morning, maybe. So you see, guys and broads, that Sunday a.m., I returns to the apartment after a very hard Saturday night and Sunday morning, all ready for 8 hours shut-eye, when I is met at the front door by a very agitated Kowalski. Hi, Red. Boy, am I ready to hit the sack. I am exhausted.
Don't go to bed now, Chuck. I want to talk to you.
Nothing is going to keep me from my bed but nothing.
Yeah, but you must have some breakfast. Nobody goes to bed without having breakfast. I'll cook it for you.
That is very kind of you, Red, but my bed awaits.
That's what you think. Steve busted last night. No, there's something I got to show you there in the kitchen.
Yeah, come to think of it, I may be a bit hungry. I'll grab me some of my favorite breakfast cereal.
Uh-oh, Steve finished it all last night. Full packet, too. That's one of the things I want to speak to you about, Chuck.
Okay, tell me about it while I eat my cereal. Now, let me get that packet out of the cupboard. Hey, who's been eating my cereal and who's eating it all up?
I did, Chuck. While you've been working nights, you see, I have been very lonely. So to stave off my loneliness, I have become a repulsive eater.
You can say that again.
I have become a repulsive eater.
Never mind. I'll get myself a couple of eggs with some bacon.
Oh, gee, Steve finished them off, too.
Say, who's eating all my eggs and all my bacon, too?
I did, Chuck.
And who's eating all the cheese and all the tomatoes?
I did, Chuck.
And the kipper and the kidneys?
Yeah, I'm afraid it was me, Chuck.
I know what I can have for breakfast, Red.
What, Chuck?
A delicious glass of water. Boy, you certainly has come a repulsive eater. Anyway, I'm exhausted. I think I'll go to bed.
No, don't go to bed, Chuck. Huh? You see, I brought the Sunday papers. Why don't you browse through them slowly, at your leisure, before you go to bed?
Yeah, okay.
How about that?
Okay, yeah, I'll sit in my chair for a bit. Look at the strip cartoons.
Hope you don't sit in his usual chair. Steve broke that last night, too. The papers are on the sofa in the sitting room, Chuck.
Yeah, thanks, Red. Now then, where's the comic section? Yeah, here we are. Hey, who's been sitting in my chair and who's broken it, too?
I did, Chuck.
You did?
Yeah. You see, since I've become a repulsive eater, Chuck, I put on so much weight that when I sat down in your chair last night, I broke it.
You broke it?
Huh? I broke it.
You broke it?
I broke it, Chuck.
Okay, I'm going to bed.
No, Chuck, don't go to bed now.
Why, has you got a better suggestion?
No, I've run out.
Okay, then, good night. No, I mean good morning.
Good morning, Chuck. Gee, wait till he sees Big Steve lying in the broken bed.
Hey, who's been sleeping in my bed?
Me, Chuck.
And who's broken it, too?
Me, Chuck.
Yeah. And who's sleeping in it right now?
Me, Steve. That's Steve, Chuck.
And who, may I ask, is Steve? I'm going to get him right out this minute.
No, I wouldn't do that if I was you, Chuck.
And who's going to stop me? Okay, you get out of my bed.
I wouldn't do that if I was you, Chuck.
Look, get up, whoever you are, get out of my bed.
I would not do that if I was you, Chuck.
Hey. Say, what's the matter, little fella? You want to fight or something?
I wouldn't do that if I was you, Chuck.
Now, look here. I'm very sorry, sir. I didn't mean to disturb your sleep, sir. I had no idea, sir, how big you were. Sir, Kowalski, what is all this?
Yes, Kowalski, what is all this?
Well, you see, what happened? It all started when Chuck couldn't get sleep one night. I suggested he tried yogurt. That is the art of the mind over the body. All you do is say, feet go to sleep. Don't forget the feet now. Legs go to sleep. Tummy go to sleep. Chest go to sleep. Neck go to sleep. Leg go to sleep. Leg go to sleep.
How about that? The two of them fell asleep. Kowalski, wake up! Oh, no. Another fine mess you got me into. Bartholomew Hackenbachstein, alias Steve Geisenbrods, was enough to cure my insomnia instanta. Red explains how he got lonely with me and Moitle on night shift, so I forgives him. And so does Steve. So with my insomnia cured, I goes back to day work, and so does Moitle. Steve goes back to his night work and to his room about the coffee bar. If Red can't sleep any night, guys and broads, he just tries his yogurt, as he calls it. And if I can't sleep, I gets Red to say to me, Theolonius Bartholomew Hattenbachstein. And I goes off to sleep in a twinkle.
Theolonius Bartholomew Hattenbachstein.
Hey, I'm sorry about that, guys and broads. I must have dozed off.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Gooden. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.